I'm Joe, and I'm 15 years old. Ever feel like you don't want to go to school when you look like this? Well, I did, and my story is about something you might be worried about too. In fact, you might have one right now. Zits. Otherwise known as pimples, blackheads, spots, breakouts, acne, or my favorite, pustules. None of us want them. But wait until you hear about what happened with me and my zit, and you won't feel bad about your pimples ever again. For a long time, my spots weren't as bad as lots of boys my age, and that's because I live with my older sister, Jenna. When you live with Jenna, it's impossible not to have a great skincare regime. Every time I go to the bathroom, Jenna will say, "Have you used the medicated wash? You should try it, it really works." Or, "Have you exfoliated? You look like you should exfoliate." Or, "You really need a deep clean. Try this. It feels amazing." And I'm like, Jenna, where's my toothbrush? So, why does our bathroom look like this? Jenna works in a big department store selling super expensive cosmetics, and she gets to bring home samples to try. You would think she would keep it for herself, but there's just too much of it, so she tries to make me help use it up before more arrives. Even when I try to sleep, Jenna will call into me. "Joe, did you moisturize before bed?" "Yes, Jenna, I did." But even with all the skincare, I still get pimples. And of course, I got a breakout on the first day of school. Worst of all, the pimple above my eyebrow was the biggest spot I ever had. I asked my friend Layla how bad it looked, but she said, "Don't worry about it, you look fine." I was on the way into school when Tom, the biggest bully in my year, shouted, "Hey, Volcano Face!" Layla stood up for me. "Cut it out, Tom. Everyone gets breakouts. You're so mean." I said, "Thanks, Layla." I was glad she stuck up for me, but it still wasn't a great start. By the time I got to the classroom, someone, I'm guessing Tom, had pinned a note to the back of my bag. "Make way for Volcano Face. About to blow." "Great," I said. "So now I'm going to be Volcano Face for the whole year." "Don't listen to them," said Layla. But it was tough not to. That night, I was pretty upset, but Jenna didn't let me stay sad for long. Jenna was sure she would have something that would help with this enormous zit. And that night, she tried really hard to help me out. If any of these expensive creams and lotions worked, my spot would be gone by the morning. The next morning, some of my pimples had disappeared, but the enormous zit above my eyebrow was even bigger. It was a long, miserable day. That evening, me and Jenna tried to work out what to do. First, Jenna wanted to call Tom's mom and tell her about his mean comments. But I didn't want her to do that. Then Jenna wanted to write to the school, but that would be awful. Then she wanted to roll Tom up in a carpet and push him down a hill. But I didn't want her to do any of that. I just wanted to get my enormous zit to go away. If I could do that, I was sure that Tom would stop bullying me. We had tried the expensive creams, so now we tried some old-fashioned remedies. We tried ice, but that just made things cold. We tried toothpaste, but that just made things minty. We drank 6 liters of water, but that just made us need to pee. We did everything we could to make the zit go down, but I knew I would have to face another day of bullying from Tom. The next morning, the zit had grown. I couldn't believe it. Jenna said there was one final thing we could try. The stupid cap didn't quite come far enough down to cover my spot, but I was desperate enough to try anything. And for once, Tom didn't seem to notice me on the way to school, so maybe it was working? The first lesson was biology. Miss Jones was in the doorway talking to another teacher when Tom leaned forward to me and hissed, "Hey Joe, the jungle called. The leopard wants his spots back." Miss Jones swung around and shouted, "Thomas William Ian Turner, outside, now." To be fair, she is known for her supersonic hearing, so Tom knew he was taking a risk. The whole class stayed totally silent, trying to hear Miss Jones shouting at Tom. I wasn't the only person he had bullied, so everyone wanted to hear how bad it would be. Then Layla said quietly, Thomas William Ian Turner? And everyone began to giggle and whisper, Thomas William Ian Turner. I looked at Layla. We were both laughing. Then she looked at my zit. Layla said, Joe's spot is moving. And then, the worst thing you could ever possibly imagine happened. A worm came out of my spot! My enormous zit had come to life. I could feel the thing wriggling around on my forehead. Most people ran out of the room. Some fainted, some threw up. Layla grabbed my hand, and Tom was so terrified, he peed in his pants. I wanted to reach up and get the thing off my face, but I was also way too grossed out to touch it. Miss Jones picked up a little dish and a mixing stick. She got the thing off my face and put it in a test tube. I was actually super lucky this all happened in biology, because all she said was, fascinating. Layla gave me a mirror. Miss Jones made Jenna take me to the doctor, where everyone was super interested in my parasite that had burrowed under my skin. Apparently, it's quite common in other countries, but not in mine. And it doesn't usually get in people's faces. They asked me to tell them everything I had put on my face in the last week. They sent everything off to the lab to be tested, and one super expensive face mask company paid me a bunch of money not to tell anyone what they did to my face when they didn't check their raw ingredients for parasites. You'd think that being the boy with a worm in his face would mean I was bullied worse than ever. But actually, in my school, I'm known as the boy who made Tom the bully pee his pants. And after that, he never bullied anyone again. So, next time you have a breakout, just remember, lots of others have them too. And let's face it, I'm sure yours won't be as bad as mine. What would you have done if a worm had come out of your spot in class? Do comment and let me know what you think of my story.